Good evening, everyone. This is Brother Brennan coming to you live from Fayetteville, Arkansas, with another live devotional for you. And it's good to be here this evening. And I just want to thank you all for those who will be tuning in. Thank you all for tuning in. And tonight's devotional is entitled, Can You Lose Your Salvation? And I know there's a lot of probably mixed ideas, even in beliefs that yes, you can lose your salvation, no, you can't, yes, you can, and much more so, and all that stuff, but. Can we and do we really lose our salvation? And so tonight, I'm gonna be talking a little bit about that tonight, and I'm gonna show you from Scripture as to what the Bible says about this particular thing. But we're not gonna go all over because it's not a message; it's a devotional. So we're gonna really just kind of pick out. Kind of go through one verse, and I'm going to kind of go through different examples and kind of go from there, okay? So, with that said, the title of the devotion, if I haven't said it already, the title of the devotion is, Can You Lose Your Salvation? So, if you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to Romans chapter 11, and we're going to read in verse 29. Romans chapter 11, verse 29. It says, For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Now, let's talk about that for a minute, okay? For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. So we see that, you know, God calls some to pastors, some evangelists, some teachers, preachers. God calls people to certain different arenas. And I'm willing to bet that some of these people that are called to be pastors or evangelists or teachers, at some point in their life, think or they have the thought that what they have, that some of the stuff that they have done has maybe disqualified them to being, what they're called to be. You know, due to maybe some sins or past sins, and let me just set the record straight that yes, there is qualifications to be a bishop and a bishop and deacon, and so there are qualifications. You know, they must be blameless. You know, it's not sinless but blameless. You know, they must be the husband of one wife. They must know how to rule their house well. You know, there's a whole bunch of stuff that they have to qualify. And to be honest, and I'll tell you something, is that God, whatever God has called you to, God will qualify. Okay, God will qualify you. Now, with that said, there are, you know, If you were so rotten that God couldn't use you, okay, I want you to take a moment and just think about something here, okay? Think about Samson, okay? Samson was a womanizer. He was an adulterer. He lusted. He broke his oath. He broke all three of his Nazirite vows. And yet God used him in a mighty way. does that mean that his sins, that, you know, that he's excused from his sins? No. Samson had consequences to his sins, but God still used him in a mighty way. Okay? And you take a look at Peter. Peter denied our Lord 3 times. But the Lord forgave him for it. And he ends up bringing 3,000 souls to Christ during Pentecost. So don't ever think that you're too wicked to serve God. Or don't ever think that you're too wicked that God can't save you. Okay? Saul was a murderer. Saul, who then became Paul, was a murderer. He consented unto Stephen's death. Saul had a very not so good past. And yet, the Lord met him on the way to Damascus. On the way to Damascus to put Christians in jail, the Lord met him, and Saul became blind and then got saved and was baptized 3 days later. Okay? So don't ever think that you can't be too wicked for God to save you. Okay? Because Saul, he was up there. Paul called himself the chiefest of sinners. Okay? So don't ever think that you're too wicked to not get saved. Now, I will say that there are people that God will hand over to a reprobate mind, and they can't get saved because they don't want to get saved, and that's a whole nother deal, but we're not going to get into that. But now, I want to encourage you guys. I want to encourage the believers, okay? Because I've struggled with this. I've struggled with the fact, many times I've struggled with doubting my salvation. Okay, so I want to speak to you believers tonight. You might be in a period or a time in your life where you know you're saved, but you have doubts that you're saved. You don't know. You're just not quite sure. The doubts are just there. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're not saved. It could possibly be that there is unrepented sin in your life, or, you know, that separation that fellowship is separated. You're not in fellowship with the Lord. That the sin has sort of separated that fellowship away from Him. It could be many possibilities. But what I want to tell you tonight is, if you are a born again believer, and you are saved, but you have doubts of your salvation, I want to assure you, I've been there. I know how it feels. It can be quite a burden. Okay? Now, I want to refer back to this verse that we just read in Romans chapter 11, verse 29. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Okay? So let's think about something here. Okay? What is salvation? Okay, well, let's turn to Romans. Save your spot there, and let's turn to Romans. Romans chapter 6. Okay, and we're going to read in verse 23. It says, for the wages of sin is death. Okay, wages of sin is death. Now, let me tell you something. A wage is something that you deserve. A wage is a recompense. It's something that you deserve. Okay? So sin, what you deserve from sin is death. Okay? So for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So we established what a wage is. What's a gift? A gift is something you don't deserve. All you have to do to get it is come as you are and receive it. To get a gift from someone, all you have to do is to go to that person as you are and receive it. That's all you have to do. A gift is something that you don't deserve. It is by God's grace. It is by grace you are saved through faith, not of yourselves, lest any man should boast. Okay. So, eternal life is a gift that God gives, and He is willing to give it to anybody who calls upon His Son, Jesus Christ. Now, keep in mind, salvation is not a free gift. It came at a price, and that price was the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. And Jesus Christ paid that penalty in full. Okay? So that salvation is not a free gift, but God gives it freely. There's a difference. Okay? And so we see that a gift is something that you don't deserve. Okay? Now let me ask you guys a question. Okay? I want to ask you guys a very serious question. According to Romans chapter 6, verse 23, if God says that salvation is a gift, do you think God is going to give you a gift and then say, well, oh, you're too wicked, I'm going to take it back now? Is He going to do that? Is he going to give you that gift and all of a sudden just take it away from you because you're too wicked and vile and disgusting? Let me tell you something. If you were too vile and disgusting to get saved, God wouldn't have given you eternal life to begin with. But like I said, don't ever think that you're too wicked to get saved, because that's not the case. Okay? Saul, who then became Paul again, was the chiefest of sinners and persecuted the church, persecuted Christians, and yet he got saved. So don't ever think that you're too vile or wicked to get saved. If God gives you eternal life and you are truly saved and sealed by the Holy Ghost, that is a gift that He gave to you freely by the payment of Jesus Christ on the cross. And guess what? He's not going to take it back. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Salvation is a gift. And if we know that salvation is a gift, then God says that that gift is without repentance. He's not going to change His mind. He's not going to just give you eternal life and then snatch it away from you. That's not God's heart. Do you want to know what God's heart is? God's heart is, it is not God's will for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. So if there's any believer that's watching tonight or today, and you're struggling with this idea of, am I going to lose my salvation? the answer to that is if you're truly saved and you're born again, you're spirit-filled, no, you will not lose your salvation. I don't see it anywhere in the Bible. Okay? Now, I want to kind of close by saying this. I want to close by giving a testimony. So last year, last year I had periods where I was struggling with this same issue. I was struggling with, am I going to lose my salvation? Did I lose it? And I was struggling with that. And I can't remember, what was it? It was on the week, I think it was in October, and I can't remember exactly when it was. I really wish I remember what the dates were on that, and I can't remember. I don't remember, but I think it was like the last full week of October of last year that our church, my home church, had a revival. And I remember on that very first night of revival, I think it was like even during the preaching or before or after, I can't remember, but it was just as if, and it's hard to explain what the feeling was, but it was like, it was as if like I was drinking water. Spiritually, it felt like there was water that I felt like I was drinking from. And I told somebody about that, and they said, you know, that's the Holy Ghost moving in your life and working in your life. And that revival week was really, really a blessed time. And I'm going to tell you something. It was during a time when I was questioning whether or not if I was truly saved. And I will tell you that on October 24th, I don't know why it was 24, but if you actually look in the number, if you actually look in the Bible, 24 is the number of the priesthood. If you look in 1 Chronicles chapter 24, there's 24 orders of the priesthood mentioned in there. So 24 is like the number of, is 24 is the way I see it is associated with the priesthood. But I will tell you that on October 24th of 2019, around 6 p.m., I was in my car going to work, okay? And I was perplexed over this issue. And I went before God and I said, Lord, I told God, I said, God, I want to know for sure that if I die tonight, I'd be home with you. I want to know for sure, with beyond of a shadow of a doubt, that if I died, I'd go to heaven. And I'm not kidding you when I say this. When I was praying and repenting of my sins and taking that time to repent and pray, as I was praying, something literally like lifted off from me. It was as if something had lifted off while I was praying. And I told some people that even recently, and they said, you know, brother, the Holy Ghost was lifting that burden off of you and giving you that assurance that you are indeed saved. And I'm going to tell you something. After that moment, after that time of prayer, up to now, I have not had an issue. I really haven't had issues of doubting my salvation. I can tell you right now for certain, if I die tonight, I'd go to heaven. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, if I die tonight, I would go to heaven. And I'm going to tell you something else too that was very unique. After the Holy Ghost had given me rest from that burden and gave me that assurance, it was just, I was like flooded with joy. I was flooded with happiness. And I'll tell you, that night when I went into work, I didn't care who listened. I just started putting on gospel music on my phone. And I blasted that thing as loud as I can get it. And I just went around listening to it while working. And then it was that Halloween that we had passed out candy. We had bags of candy that we passed out to people. And so what I did was I put a track in each of those bags of candy. And boy, I was met with some spiritual resistance with that. But I'm going to tell you something. There was such a joy and happiness after that point of knowing that I would, where I was going to go, that the Holy Ghost lifted off of me. And when the Holy Ghost had lifted that burden off of me and gave me that assurance, I was happy and joyful. And boy, I mean, I could have just went around doing laps and just shouting and screaming and hollering. And I tell you what, there was such a peace that overwhelmed me. And I'll tell you what, even after that, there have actually been some people that have told me, you seem different. You seem happier. And I even asked a friend of mine one time, I said, do I seem different to you? And I actually asked him that in person. And he said, yes, you do seem different. I see that you're more confident in your salvation. And I'm going to tell you something. That is because of the grace of God. I was very doubtful of my salvation. I prayed to God and He answered. He did. I'll tell you what. If you don't think that prayer answers things, I hope that that testimony can give you the assurance that yes, prayer answers things. There is a heaven, there is a hell, there is a devil, and there is Jesus Christ and God the Father and the Holy Ghost. Prayer answers things. I was struggling with something. I cried out to God and He answered. He answered. And so, with that said, I want to encourage you guys. Okay. The gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Don't ever think that you're too wicked to serve God. Don't ever think that you're too wicked to not get saved. And believer, don't ever think that you're too wicked that you can lose your salvation. Because what I can see in the Word of God, I don't see anywhere in the Word of God that says you can lose your salvation. I've heard people say, once saved, always saved. But I'm going to say this. If you are truly saved and you have the fruit, because if you're truly saved, the fruit that you bear is going to reflect that. The fruit that you bear will reflect if a person is saved or not. And if you don't believe me, Jesus, as for speaking as false prophets, Jesus said, by their fruits ye shall know them. So you can kind of tell if a person is saved or not by their fruit. Because the fruit is the manifestation of either a changed life or a dead life. Amen. So I just want to encourage you guys. If you are truly saved and you're truly filled with the Holy Ghost, and you know that you're going to heaven and you're struggling with doubts, let me assure you that you can't lose your salvation. I don't see it anywhere. And by the way, let me challenge you on something. If you can lose your salvation, what do you do with that verse I just read? What do you do with the verse, the gifts and calling of God are without repentance? What do you do with that verse if you can lose it? Just saying. So, believers, if you're struggling with that, I know how you feel. I've been there. What I want to do is to give you that comfort that the Holy Ghost gave me, that comfort. That maybe if you go to Him and ask the Lord to lift that burden from you, He'll do it. The Lord Jesus, the Holy Ghost lifted that burden for me. He lifted that burden of question, of doubt in my mind. He lifted that burden for me. And by the way, God is not a respecter of persons. If He did it for me, He can do it for you. And you have not because you ask not. So go to God and ask Him. If you're struggling with it, go and ask the Lord. And be sincere with our Lord. Because the Lord knows if you're not. Be sincere with Him and go to Him and ask Him. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Amen. Listen, guys, I hope this was an encouragement to you. If you feel led to share this devotional with others, by all means, okay? You don't need to ask me for my permission. Share it with anyone that you know, okay? Share it as the Lord directs. Sister Debbie, you are 100% right. Salvation is based on Jesus' merits and not ours. That's why in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ." Okay? A wage is something you deserve. A gift is something you don't deserve. So your salvation is dependent on what Christ did for you at the cross and not your works. Amen. So if you have doubts today and you know you're saved, go before the Lord and don't be afraid to ask Him to lift that burden from you. Because I'll tell you what, to doubt your salvation can be a burden. It really can. You may not feel it physically, but it can take a toll. It is a burden that needs to be lifted. And so I hope that this devotional can give you the encouragement to press on and to keep on going. Amen. Listen, guys, I love you. God bless you. You guys have a great night, and we'll see you later. God bless you guys. Love you guys. See ya. Bye.